This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Between the moon and working because it's Labor Day, or close to Labor Day, I've forgotten which direction we were going. But thank you, James. James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. Jay Kirshner in control of her own life in her studio in Cleveland. And most of the time I feel like I'm in control of my life, too, on the farm in Framingham. 7 after the hour on the Good Day program, Courage. People who have courage. Courage is not always something that makes a lot of noise. People who are courageous. Think about, maybe it's another good question for our social media. When you go to at Good Day Networks and want to be heard, or you feel like you've got something to say, who do you know who is courageous? And in what way are they courageous? Are they noisy? Because sometimes courage is that little voice at the end of the day that says, well, didn't work today, I'll try it again tomorrow. Right? Don't give up. I think that's one of the things. And, you know, we were talking about some of these new discoveries, this new form of metal alloy that's around, and discoveries that happen every day because people are working on new things all the time. And that's because our brain is capable of doing so many different things. And there are, I was noticing, you know, we talk a lot about AI, Jay, and whether it's going to be something we can trust, what people are doing with it. There is a breakthrough in technology, an AI, some little, a little device, I guess that's the best way to put it, that can be implanted in your brain that will help you if people have lost the ability through some disease to speak. You're paralyzed, right? Some people who are paralyzed, they can't move their mouths anymore. And so this little implant, this advancement in sort of a brain computer, it interfaces with things, the neurons and stuff in your brain. I don't claim to, listen, be an expert on this, but I get the idea. They put it in your brain, and it makes you, if you're severely paralyzed, they did it in a woman, and she can now express herself. And some of the ways of doing it, you can translate something. The brain now can translate signals, movements, voices, expressions, that kind of stuff. Wow. So will that improve the lives of people who are suffering from strokes and that sort of thing? And Lou Gehrig disease?
Mm-hmm.
ALS, the muscle. Yeah, I mean, you can't, sometimes you just can't move your muscles. And this is a way of getting the brain to activate that portion of your brain that allows or gives movement to the muscles that allow you to talk or move or whatever.
A lot of times you see this with stroke victims. And
yeah.
This is a fantastic step in the medical field.
Yeah, it really is. There are all kinds of things that are being done. Thank heavens for people who are creators and researchers and things like that. All right, so now, having acknowledged the wonder of that, let's get back to basics here on Good Day. Some people in the news. Enrique Tarrio, I believe that's how you pronounce his name, one of the Proud Boys. He apparently could face the longest prison sentence so far of any of the January 6th defendants. The punishments are being handed down this week for members of this group, described by some as far right. Is that fair, just to use that terminology? They're looking, by the way, for 30, 35 years for these guys, and they'll probably get it.
Which terminology is fair?
Far right. We're referring to these people are all Republicans, all supporters of Donald Trump. And so often the news media refers to the Proud Boys as being far right.
Aren't they, though?
Well, I guess it depends on your...
far right? Okay, I feel like the majority of Republicans and the majority of Democrats walk closer to the line in the middle. And then you have the ones who are far right and the ones who are far left.
Yeah. But then they're all considered that. You know, what happens with social media and the news media, those identities that you just described so well are used to put a blanket over everybody who's a Republican or a blanket over everybody who's a Democrat. And there we go again with this stuff that is, you know, it's not really fair or just. But then lots of things in life are not fair and just. It just gives people a bad name. But I think that's one of the reasons I dropped being a Republican is because there was so much of that kind of stuff around. Maybe I wasn't being fair to myself. But I don't find, at least in my neck of the woods, the kind of Republicans that I like are Mitt Romney, and that's anathema to people who like, you know, the likes of Trump, or, you know, Bill Weld used to be. I was thinking of the three Republican governors that have made it, Charlie Baker. Three Republican governors made it work, the Republicans and Democrats work in Massachusetts over the last 25, 30 years. So if it can be done here, why can't it be done everywhere? Why can't Republicans work with Democrats? Why does it have to be such a hard line? We've got to toe the line. Why? What are you getting out of it? It doesn't make any sense to me. I thought it was interesting to look at some of the people. I just looked askance at the folks, the eight that were in that debate last week. You know, the people in one of the, I think I asked, when I went through the list, I said, why the heck is this guy in here? Who even knows who Francis Suarez is? He's the mayor of Miami, and he was in, and now he's out. He got in fast, and he got out fast. He's suspending his long-shot Republican presidential race, so the press release says. He says, this has been one of the greatest honors of my life. I look forward to keeping in touch with other Republican presidential candidates. So when guys get into this, he's you know, he's kind of an opportunist, but most politicians are. You know, he took advantage of the situation that exists with all the Cubans that live in Miami and South Florida, and so he became prominent, and he became the mayor. And sooner or later, because of the way the demographics of our country are going, he'll find himself in a position, and maybe even now, if a Republican wins, you look at that list, the Democrats the same. Look at all the people who were running for president as Democrats last time around who got a job working in the Biden administration. Same thing is true kind of with Trump. Mm-hmm. Or look back to when Bush was, when anybody's been president. All these people put themselves on the stage so that they'll become well-known so they can get a job.
Well, but also when you think about it, like, so Suarez was the first one to drop out of the race right now. But when you think about it, most people make it a little bit, I feel like they make it a little bit further along, and they get a lot of the nation's support. Not enough to possibly win the presidency, but whoever does win the presidency acknowledges that fact, that there are enough people supporting them. So if I add them to my roster, then I get that continued support, and anybody who doesn't support me but supports my team, you get that support as well. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Okay, so he's the first on our list of people in the news today. Here's the next person. Carl Lovell Sledge, volunteer high school football coach in Georgia, making headlines. He allegedly punched one of his players in the stomach during the first quarter of the game. And, of course, because everybody's got a camera, everybody's got a phone, it was caught on video. So after the incident, the police arrested him, or they escorted him off the field. And then he went to jail, and then he was charged with battery, and then he was released on $5,000 bond, and then he was he wasn't even a teacher. That was unusual at a high school.
Yes,
they have a football coach. Yeah,
because I thought whenever you are going to, if you are an assistant coach, you don't have to be a teacher, but if you are one of the head coaches, you also have to be a teacher.
You'd have thought.
But right. I guess not at this school. Yeah, not so there. He's still placed on administrative charges. He's still facing administrative charges.
Yeah, exactly. All right, next name in the news is Serafina Peterson, 106-year-old woman, marking her birthday this year and apparently every year at a Milwaukee casino. And she celebrated by hitting the winning jackpot of $1,000 at the slots, I think, right? Jackpot! Everybody's looking over as she's there pulling down the lever. And apparently she pressed the number that won her the money by accident, so she said. Right? Got $1,000 for her trouble. Yeah, exactly.
Well, and the cool part, too, is that the casino not only gave, you know, she won the $1,000, but they doubled her money as a birthday present. Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. All right, next name in the news is Julie Boxley. Julie apparently doesn't like his wife. I'm sorry, doesn't like her husband. Apparently, her husband accused her of trying to set him on fire. How do you like that? There's got to be easier ways of getting rid of the husband. It's not like trying to burn him.
He
right?
woke up being doused with the liquid.
Yeah. It was a cold liquid, and gasoline or things like that are very cool. He'd come out of a deep sleep, and he's looking at her and says, "What the heck's going on here?" Then she took a book of matches out. She was lighting the matches and throwing them at this guy. And all she would say is, "I hate you." Right. There's somebody who's got an even...
It makes you wonder, though, what else is going on. Was it that she... Was she a victim of domestic violence?
Yes.
And this was the only way out she saw? Is it maybe he was a wonderful husband and there was no violence and she just wanted him gone rather than divorce? There are always so many additional questions.
She's got a lawyer. And apparently they're determining whether or not her history of mental illness is a factor. You think? Duh. Mm. Huh? Right? So, anyway, it's kind of a strange world we live in, Master Jack. Look at the different ranges of emotions we've talked about just in the last 10, 12 minutes. People. Well, because people are very interesting, and that's what makes the discussions on this program interesting, hopefully for all of you, 18 after the hour.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
Want to see Ford's concept cars from way back when? Ford's Ted Ryan says they just keep adding more and more images and brochures to the Ford Heritage Vault, and there's no signs they're stopping.
We've uploaded high-resolution images, high-resolution brochures, so that the file sizes are great. The photography is beautiful. I think we're going to blow the traffic out of the water, like you said, again. You know, last month we added our location photography so you could get pictures of the Rouge and Highland Park, and we did that to celebrate Ford's 120th, and now we've added the concepts. And there'll be our next big batch of stuff will be in November, which I can't talk about yet, but you'll begin to get that in November. But these concept vehicles, we get countless requests for them, so I'm excited to be able to make them available to the public for the first time.
A cool fact about Ford's concept cars, Ryan says about 50% of the tech in concept cars makes it out onto the streets. With today's auto news, I'm Laura Reynolds.
Car buying sucks, but not with CarPro.com. Let's listen in.
Okay, Rick, you ready?
Yeah, hey, how about we use the theme song from Friends? You know, I'll be...
Okay, I do.
How about Lean on Me? That's what friends are for? Fine, I'll just read this. Go to CarPro.com to meet your CarPro friend today. They'll prove to you that car buying doesn't have to suck.
Wait, can we say that? Absolutely.
CarPro.com. You now have a friend in the car buying business, and it doesn't suck, and it's free.
CarPro.com.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from S.C. Johnson, a family company.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Piece of information. Let's drop some on the floor that I need here for our focus on social media. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner at 23 after the hour on the Good Day program. So oftentimes when it comes to social media, we are focused on the tools, right? Whether it's the actual device that we have the social media on, or the social media in the form of Facebook, the usual, all the social media handles and the tools that we use, X, et cetera, et cetera. But instead of using their tools, a lot lately has been about them, right? Zuckerberg. Turns out he's pumped a lot of money into the issue of defunding the police, because he's a well-known liberal, lefty, anyway. So he's been one of the promoters of defunding the police. At the same time, last year, according to his tax records, he spent, listen to this, Jay, $43 million on his own private security. So here he's got his foundation pumping a lot of money into groups that support defunding the police. And now he's got policy.
Yeah, if you're a billionaire and you can spend that many millions of dollars on your own private security, what do you personally need police for?
Well, I suppose that's the way of looking at it. Yeah, I wasn't even thinking about it that way. Yeah, who needs the police?
Of course,
I got my own police force.
The police,
right.
He's a walking Disney World.
True. Yeah, he is, and he does absolutely nothing for me. I think he's an obnoxious, arrogant SOB. However, that's just me. All right, so let's talk about his other nemesis, Mr. Musk. Right, as long as we're talking about these people and their toys. Let's see here. Apparently, Musk is going to begin accepting political advertising on X now. There's been a ban on it for a while, but there's a caveat or two. Let's see. X says, quote, building on our commitment to free expression, we're also going to allow political advertising starting here in the United States. What we forget about is that Twitter or X is all over the world, and so they get advertising revenue from sources all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So they had ceased political advertising under the old CEO. The guy who was running it before Elon Musk said, quote, "We believe political message reach should be earned, not bought." Huh. That's actually an interesting thought. I've thought for a long time that there ought not to be any money allowed in presidential campaigns or in any election. It's bad for the radio business because this year, radio, even in the, this is kind of an off year, but because people are beginning to spend already for the primaries that begin next early next year, like $243 million has been spent just on radio alone on political advertising, local stuff and regional stuff so far. Imagine next year what it's going to be like with the presidential election. Last time around, I think it was $8 billion. And a lot of this stuff gets spent in social media on some of these platforms, Facebook, Twitter, you know, wherever. But and my philosophy is, as you've heard me say many times, when I there's a commercial on and then I'll say something after it that's not, you know, particularly positive or uplifting about that advertiser, I figure it this way. They have the money. They can tell the message that they want. They want to express themselves and tell a story. Great. Then I'll tell you what I think afterwards. They have a chance to promote a particular idea. Great. And then I'll tell you what my idea is. And anyway, one wonders, though, after thinking about what Musk has spent to run this place or to buy it, $44 billion, and they've had a 50% drop in advertising revenue, I wonder if, in fact, that's
what it is.
Why they're taking the, you wonder about that. All right, food for thought here, as always. Good day. Time is 28 past the hour.
Energy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. FEMA is prepared for Hurricane Idalia. As the storm makes landfall in Florida this morning, Trey Thomas has more.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell said personnel and resources are being deployed to Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina.
The President quickly approved an emergency declaration in advance of the storm in Florida, turning on the many tools that are available at my disposal to provide the Governor any support or resources he may need.
Criswell warned residents to take the storm seriously. She said high winds are expected and up to 12 feet of storm surge could hit the Florida coastline.
Multiple media reports are indicating Target stores in at least four states received bomb threats yesterday, forcing evacuations. The threats were emailed to the Target stores in North Carolina, Ohio, Wisconsin, New Jersey. Locations in Charlotte and Cincinnati were evacuated in response. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Hello, my name is Ryan Stephen Fisher. I'm happy to be on the Good Day program with Gramps.
My favorite takes the morning train.
I like this song, Jen. Jen. Jen.
It's a great song.
It is. All right, crank this puppy up, Jen. Would you please? Slow dancing. Slow dancing. Baby takes the morning train. 34 at the hour. 9 to 5-er. I always thought working 9 to 5 would be boring as all get out. I could never. I've never had a job. I've never had a 9 to 5 job ever in my life. Have you, Jay, had a 9 to 5 job?
Not exactly. I've had some jobs that were supposed to be 9 to 5, but they always end up being a little bit shifted hours.
5 to 9? Yeah, one of those deals, yeah. It's right for some people who need to have structure in their life. I've been getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning all my life between the farm and the radio work that I started when I was a teenager. And it just seems like second hand to be up early in the morning and get at it and work through the day. It just is, everybody's different.
Yeah, and well, it depends on the job itself. If you work with us, we work with people who are in different time zones.
Right.
So you kind of have to make yourself available outside of the quote-unquote typical business hours. But I think that this was something that was happening before the pandemic, but some jobs, it's more about the work itself and the hours you are there. And if you have work done, if you get the work done, you can go take a break and do something and then come back and or you can head out early if there's just nothing else for you to do today. A lot of employers, they don't mind you if you take a break during the day, just to that mental break, just to shut down a little bit. But if you're done with your work, they don't want you sitting there playing solitaire on your computer for the next 3.5 hours.
Nope.
They're gonna be like, go ahead, get home.
Yeah. And so this all brings us around to a focus on where we are. Where is our psyche? Where is our body? What's your mind, your spirit, all that sort of thing? I think that this, we have created a very interesting reality here, not only in our country, but around the world, but thinking about how we take care of ourselves and how much of a job it is to take care of yourself. If you're too wrapped up, and I don't know how to describe it other than using the words too wrapped up in your work, because sometimes people, you know, look at the problems people have with their, what do they call that, carpal tunnel syndrome, and people are hunched over a computer all day, their back, their shoulders are all hunched over and stuff. We tend to not think of our body as a temple, but it is. So whatever you're doing for a living, people say, well, I have no choice. That's what I have to do. You always have choices. And you can figure out different ways of how you do your job so that it doesn't hurt your body, I would think, metaphorically speaking.
Yeah, being spatially aware. I mean, I just now noticed how I was sitting, and I was like, oh, that's
me too.
Isn't
that funny? I just sat up straight.
Roll them back.
Yeah, right. Put those shoulders back. Unga bunga. But it just your body. Take care of it. It is a temple. And the healthier it is, the better you are. And if you're mindful, just like Jay just said, wait a minute, how am I sitting? Just be aware of it. And put a sign on your computer, sit up straight. That's simple, right? Or just be aware. Or what's the picture of your body at the moment? You know, something like that that will bring you around to thinking or acknowledging that your body needs your attention.
Mm-hmm.
A well-cared-for physical home is going to be great when it comes to spirituality, when you're talking about your own happiness, that kind of stuff. Who has time for being unhappy? And if you're not feeling well, or your body is being bent and contorted into all kinds of...
Oh, there's this one exercise you can do to... not an exercise like working out, but to see how your body is actually carrying itself. You stand in front of a full-length mirror with your eyes shut, and you position your body to what you believe is forward-facing towards the mirror, completely balanced, stand up as straight as you can, and then when you open your eyes, you can see if maybe one hip is higher than the other. Maybe your torso is twisted a little bit. So to you, your body felt like it was straight, and it also shows the alignment. And then when you open your eyes and you see your body in the full-length mirror and how, like, off-kilter it might be, one shoulder's up higher than the other, it's really eye-opening.
That's why I swear by, I have a great physical therapist, and whenever I like coming back on the plane last night, I twisted my back somehow, and so I couldn't. I sat up straight in the seat for the rest of the trip, but I didn't. I could tell because I bent my back and butt over to get something out of my pocket, and I said, "You can do the slightest thing that you're not even aware of you're doing, and you can, you know, ping something or do something." So I just sent her a note and said, "I've got this little," and she said, "Okay, see you at noon." So, anyway, the attentiveness to your body, that's what you need, especially as you're aging, you're evolving. You can, as Jack Stockwell says so frequently, in terms of healing your body, what you eat is medicine. And so the better food you eat, the more your body is going to respond to that well, so it will keep you in good stead. Jack has some great things by the way, and the Good Day Health show that he does every week. You can hear him get into how he handles diseases, including in the most recent one, it talks about a study regarding nutrition and how this is, you know, food choices are so important. And not necessarily should you always, if you're dieting, eat low-calorie food, that kind of stuff. He explains that. And we're always talking about vitamin D with him as well. Anyway, check that out if you want. His Good Day Health podcast and program every weekend on a lot of these same stations, the hours that Ken Kronhaus does and the hours that Jack Stockwell does. And speaking of how you take care of yourself through the yin and the yang of it all, there are people who go to church, people who go to houses of worship, and that can be the most relaxing time of the week for a lot of people. Maybe you go to church on Sunday for an hour, maybe you go to the synagogue on Saturday for an hour, maybe you do like the Muslims do, and every day you respond to the call for prayer. And with that in mind, very interesting, there's been an issue in some Western cities, perhaps most noted in New York, that Muslims who wanted to pray, they couldn't pray publicly without a permit. You think to yourself, wait a minute, what the hell difference does it make? I'm in Central Park or I'm on Fifth Avenue or whatever, I got to have a permit to pray?
So what they, the sound for the call to prayer.
Right, yeah, but so now they can apparently do it, they can broadcast it publicly under some new guidelines that were announced. So he's you know, it's another one of those inclusivity things. What do they call it? What's those three letters? DEI, is it DEI? What is that? Is that something that's sticking in my mind? Diversity, inclusion, and equity or something? Isn't that what, you know what I'm talking about? I mean, that's on the mind. Go ahead.
No, this just kind of, to me, seems a lot like the Catholic church bells that we hear every Sunday.
Yeah.
And
my church bells used to ring all the time on Sunday.
Yeah, or when there's a wedding and
so what's the difference?
And everything. Yeah, it's the same thing. And rather than needing a permit, you'll be able to hear the
call. How do you suppose that started? Is that just ignorance on the part? Well, they're Islamic, so we got to get special. Muslims got to have a... Because Muslims have, since 9/11, not been treated especially well.
Those were the terrorists. It's like what we always talk about, that some Christians give the rest of the Christians a bad name.
Yeah.
Some Republicans or some Democrats give the rest of the Republicans the rest of the... It's some Muslims give the rest of Muslims a bad name.
Yep.
And it's awful. But so it's a lot like that, where on Fridays in the middle of the day, I believe it's 12 to 1 or 12:30 to 1:30, you'll be able to hear the call to prayer. And then during the Holy Week, it will be, I believe, every sunset.
And here's what it sounds like in part if you have not ever heard it. Ever been to a mosque, Jay?
But I think they're beautiful. I have driven past them.
They are beautiful. Very interesting atmosphere inside. I've been in a few in my time. And it's a very... Actually, you know, one of the most stark examples of how the various groups get along. If you're in Jerusalem and you go to the Holy... to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, you can hear next door there's a mosque. And you can hear the prayers and you can hear the call to prayer as you're walking in to this holy Christian place, the holiest, I think, as it is where Jesus was crucified and where his body was laid. That's what the Church of the Holy Sepulchre is all about. And you can see where he was laid to rest and all of that. And then, like 100 yards away, there's a mosque. And the contrast there, that's why I find, again, it's great to be able to travel if you can go see some of these things. I found it to be among the most educational things in my life, being able to go places and see how different people are. But the first time I've been in that circumstance four or five times in my life in that exact location, and it just, sometimes I've been with a group and sometimes I've been by myself, and it just is, it's, I know startling may not be the right word, but to experience it, to walk up the steps into the church of the Holy Sepulchre, and then understand what you're going to see. Once you've been in there once and you look around and, you know, you go up to where the cross actually was, the church was built around that hill, and then you see the slab where his body was laid and all that stuff, but you can hear the mosque. You can hear what's going on in the mosque. And so it kind of gives you an idea, the ecumenical side of what goes on in Israel. Everybody thinks the Palestinians are always at war with the Israelis. No, it's the leadership that causes the problem. It isn't the kids that go to the schools together and the experiences mm-hmm. they all have together. No, they work the city, the old city, is full of merchants yeah. that are Jews and Muslims and Christians. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Where is it that we were talking about recently of two different places that are at war with each other, and there's photo, and it's just kind of like the small river, almost a creek, and the
Jordan
soldiers
river
from both sides, and they
Jordan,
basically are friends. They just talk to each other all the time, and they're like, "Yeah, we're at war, but you know what? We're
friends.
Borderline
colleagues.
We're friends. We're here."
Yeah,
all
and most
together.
Of the time, the last time I was there, there were two ladies, because a lot of the Israeli army are women. And the women that I talked to when I was there last, I looked across the river and I looked at them and I said, "Do you talk to those?" The two men across the river. They said, "Yeah, we talk to them every day." I said, "What do you talk about?" "Oh, we talk about, apparently, this is one of the crazy things. One of the girls, one of the Israeli girls, became romantically involved with one of the Muslim Jordanian soldiers on the other side of the river."
Oh, it's like real life Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah. You know, and so, but the river at its widest, you know, we all hear this, all these stories about the Jordan River. It's like 50 feet. It's mm-hmm. like a creek.
Yeah.
And the soldiers are looking at each other all day across the, you got to expect sometimes, especially if men and women together, there's going to be a little action, if you know what I mean. All right, 48 after on a good day.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new
use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Hey, you.
Yeah, you.
This is your dentist. Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So fix them up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, "Just try it"? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply.
To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, the great Warren Eckstein is here on the Good Day program from The Pet Show, which is a great radio program that helps out so many people who have dogs, cats, cows, sheep, horses. So I was talking earlier about horses and how they can see emotions, and I said to Jay, we got to talk to Warren about this. And as usual, when I bring something like this to you, you can apply it not just to the horses, but to all animals. And, you know, you wonder how sensitive are some animals. Maybe that's a better way of asking the question, Warren. Are some animals more likely to be able to see and understand and show emotion than others?
Yeah, and it's often misunderstood. You know, most animals, you know, a lot of animals are affectionate. That doesn't, if you'd have a horse or a dog or a cat that isn't affectionate, that doesn't mean they don't love you.
Yeah.
They can be just as extremely loyal and loving with you. But just like with people, certain dogs, certain horses, certain cats are more affectionate or display affection in a different way. I've lived with dogs that I've rescued out of dog fighting rings, and these dogs were abused and whatever. They came into my home, and after a while, they were affectionate, and they loved me, and I knew they loved me, but yet they weren't as affectionate as a younger dog that I may have rescued recently. And horses are the same way. Look at the horses. Look what they do for veterans. There are so many horses that are being used as therapy horses for veterans and other other challenges. I believe, honestly believe, I'm not a big horse person. I grew up in New York, okay? But the bottom line is everyone I know that's worked with horses and everyone I know that, that has horses feel the same way about the horses as you or I feel about our dogs.
Yeah. And by the way, in New York, you can certainly, the adage, there are more horses' asses than there are horses, certainly fits, I think, in New York City. So, yes, all your animals can feel and experience that, their own emotion and yours as well. So the question comes on something that you've been studying about dogs and whether they're, you know, we have in people terms, type A personalities and B personalities and whatever other categories. So are dogs and cats or animals, do they fit into, can I experience, do I have any cows that are type A?
I'm sure every living thing could be a type A or a type B. It's just the way it is. I mean, you'd have to judge their personalities and the way they react to you. For example, if you have a type A dog, they're going to be competitive. They may be impatient. I have one of my dogs is impatient, energetic. Sometimes they're controlling. On the other hand, if you have a type B dog, which very often, I don't know if I mentioned this last week. I did a segment last week on the show called Unicorn Dogs.
Really?
And unicorn dogs.
Where's that term, song when we need it?
It's a term that's used by some trainers, and what it refers to is that dog that you can take anywhere, the dog that you can take to the supermarket, you can take on an airplane, you can take the perfect dog, knows how to behave under any circumstances. Those are what we call unicorn dogs. They're just peaceful, relaxed. So, they can be type A and type B, but here's the bottom line. Having trained over 40,000 animals myself, generally speaking, I hope your listeners take this the right way, dogs take on the personality of the people that they live with. So I have an aggressive, assertive guy. I have an aggressive, assertive dog. If I have a mellow person that's kind of relaxed into yoga and meditation, then I have a calmer dog. So they do take on his personalities.
They also look like... I think dogs begin to look like, people begin to look like their dogs. I was thinking about this because I saw this report that came out this week about the old dinosaurs, the T-Rexes.
Yeah.
And apparently they were cousins of today's bulldog because as they study the snouts on the T-Rex, it looks like they are pretty much like a bulldog snout. And, you know, they... As they,
so you're saying that Daisy is bred, you know, originally from a T-Rex dinosaur?
I think about when I see her walking around the yard and I see her move, I do think of dinosaurs. I actually do. I've been thinking that for a long time.
And you're not smoking anything there.
No, I don't smoke a damn thing. Nothing. Uh-uh. All right, here is the story of these people and this dog that were rescued before their sinking boat capsized in New Jersey. These four people were rescued by the Coast Guard. The boat had been out this past Sunday. It began to sink, what are you going to do? So they called for help. The boat capsized, and the people got out just in time. I thought the most interesting thing was the way the dog pretty much was able to save himself, at least in terms of swimming. You know, dogs can swim instinctively.
Right? Life preserve is for dogs. Get them. Life preserve is for dogs. If you're boating, get them.
Yeah, that's right. I've forgotten all about that. Yes, it makes nothing but sense. You gotta love your dog. You take him out of the water, have a life preserver. You're right. Warren Eckstein, he's always right. That's why he's always here on the Good Day program. Make sure you check out his pet show, thepetshow.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.